Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
A World on the Wing, The Global Odyssey of Migratory Birds by Scott Wiedenthal, read by Mike Lenz. The world was precisely equal halves of gray, divided by the flat line of the horizon. The smoky silver of an overcast sky, unmarked and smooth, and the darker, mottled granite and charcoal of a mudflat that stretched to every side, paper-thin sheets of water lying on its surface reflecting the clouds or ruffled by the breeze. There was a salty sharpness in the air, but the ocean was invisible, many, many miles to our east. When the tide turned, the water would surge back across the flats, advancing faster than a person could easily move. But for now, the yellow sea was only a rumor, carried on a damp and chilly wind. I expected my rubber boots to sink, but the mud felt like concrete. The local name, here on the coast of China's Jiangsu province, translates to steel plate, appropriate for both the firmness and the gunmetal hue of the sediment. Even the big tractor and wagon that had hauled us out here, far beyond the seawall, barely made a dent in it. Nothing grew here. Nothing broke the smooth sweep of tide-rippled mud other than a few pieces of driftwood and odd bits of plastic junk. One could hardly picture a more lifeless landscape. Except for my half-dozen or so companions, huddled inside our rain gear against the breeze and blowing mist, the only signs of any living thing were a few scrawled trails where some mollusks or worms had left sinuous paths when the fast-retreating tide had fallen away an hour earlier. Xing Li slid her spotting scope off her shoulder, flicking open its tripod legs and starting to scan with a single, practiced motion. Zhang Lin did the same with his scope, aiming in a different direction, while the rest of us simply picked random spots on the horizon and glassed with our binoculars, seeing basically nothing. But as I lowered my arms and swept my gaze to the left, I heard a sharp, rolling whistle behind me, and turned to find we were engulfed in birds. The flocks came from the south, dense layers of small bodies that undulated and folded into themselves, creating sheets, splitting into tendrils, forming separate tributaries that reunited into great rivers of wings, all moving with tremendous speed. The first washed over and around us within seconds, thousands of small, fleet bodies sweeping past in a rush of thin, whispery sound, very different, higher, more urgent than the wind. I spun with them, turning on my heel like a weather vane buffeted by a changing gust, but they were already past me, receding, even as the next waves flashed to my right and left. Most were red-necked stints, the common sparrow-sized peep sandpipers of Asia, that are very much the size and shape of the